The People in the Trees, written by Hanya Yanagihara and read by Jeff Harding.
Prospero. A devil, a born devil, on whose nature nurture can never stick, on whom my pains, humanely taken, all lost, quite lost. And as with age his body uglier grows, so his mind cankers. I will plague them all, even to roaring. The Tempest, Act 4, Scene 1. To my father, vom Vater, Lust zu fabulieren. March 19th, 1995. Renowned scientist faces charges of sexual abuse. By the Associated Press. Bethesda, Maryland. Dr. Abraham Norton Perina, the renowned immunologist and director emeritus of the Center for Immunology and Virology at the National Institutes of Health in Bethesda, Maryland, was arrested yesterday on charges of sexual abuse. Dr. Perina, 71, was charged with 3 counts of rape, 3 counts of statutory rape, 2 counts of sexual assault, and 2 counts of endangering a minor. The charges originated with one of Dr. Perina's adopted sons. These charges are false, said Perina's attorney, Douglas Hindley, in a statement yesterday. Dr. Perina is a prominent and highly respected member of the scientific community and is eager to resolve this situation as quickly as possible so that he may return to work and his family. Dr. Perina won the Nobel Prize in Medicine in 1974 for his identification of Cellini syndrome, a condition that retards aging. The condition, in which the victim's body remains preserved in relative youth even as his mind degrades, was found among the Opa Ivueke people of Ivuivu, one of the 3 islands of the Micronesian country of Uivu. It was acquired through the consumption of a rare turtle for which Dr. Perina named the tribe and whose flesh was discovered to inactivate telomerase, the naturally occurring enzyme that disintegrates telomeres and thereby limits each cell's number of divisions. Individuals affected by Cellini syndrome, named for the immortal and eternally youthful moon goddess in Greek mythology, were found to be able to live for centuries with the condition. Perina, who first traveled to Uivu as a young physician with the noted anthropologist Paul Talent in 1950, spent many years in the islands conducting field research. It was also there that he adopted his 43 children, many of them orphans or sons and daughters of impoverished Opa Ivueke tribespeople. A number of the children are currently under Perina's care. Norton is an exemplary father and a brilliant mind, said Dr. Ronald Cubadera, a longtime research fellow in Perina's lab and one of the scientist's closest friends. I have every faith that these ridiculous charges will be dropped. December 3, 1997. Prominent scientist, Nobel laureate, sentenced to prison. By Reuters. Bethesda, Maryland. Dr. Abraham Norton Perina was sentenced today to 24 months at the Frederick Correctional Facility. Dr. Perina was awarded the 1974 Nobel Prize in Medicine for proving that the ingestion of a now-extinct turtle from the Micronesian country of Uivu would inactivate telomerase, which limits each cell's number of divisions. The condition, which is known as Cellini syndrome, was found to be transferable in a variety of mammals, including humans. Perina was among the only Westerners to be granted unlimited access to this most remote and secretive of islands, and in 1968 he adopted the first of what were to be 43 children from the country, all of whom were raised in his Bethesda home. 2 years ago, Perina was charged with rape and endangerment of a child. His accuser is one of his adopted children. This is a great tragedy, says Dr. Louis Altschur, the director of the National Institutes of Health, where Dr. Perina was a scientist for many years.